Welcome to the Muni 360 podcast from New York Life Investments. Valuable insights on all aspects related to investing in the complex and highly fragmented municipal bond market.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Muni 360 podcast from New York Life Investments. I'm Chris Roberti with Mackay Municipal Managers. In a municipal market that is highly complex, from public policy to market technicals, we're excited to bring you another podcast focusing on current municipal themes and strategies for clients to consider. I'm excited to be joined today by Portfolio Manager Matt Haig, directly from our trading desk in Los Angeles. We've been looking forward to having Matt back on the show to share his observations. Matt, great to have you with us again on Muni 360 Podcast.
Great to be here. Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate you coming back. Let's jump right in. Today's podcast is titled, A Solid Second Half Sets the Tone. Safe to say the market landscape has been one that's really fluid, elements of uncertainty, yet we have seen some strong municipal returns in recent months. What are your observations so far this year, Matt?
Again, Chris, thanks for letting me join today. Some observations are primarily that returns in the municipal market have rebounded significantly in the second half of the year. It's primarily been driven by curve dynamics, the shape of the curve. The steepening trend that dominated the first 8 months of the year has begun to reverse. And so since late summer, the longer duration segments of the curve have rallied, and that's led to significant recovery in overall performance.
Yeah, it's certainly a theme that the team's been talking about for a while, and it's nice to see that come to fruition as we come into the latter part of the year. We always have to talk a little bit about rates, hard to avoid that. And realizing the team here, we don't make interest rate calls or duration bets in the portfolios. We always say that. That said, many are still asking questions around current rate inflation narrative. Obviously, we had some rate cuts in September and October. How has the market reacted so far on the municipal side? And what are your thoughts as we look ahead on that topic?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's obviously hard not to talk about interest rates, though we tend not to try to make pure interest rate bets within our portfolios. But having said all that, we're very likely to see another interest rate cut next week. And if implemented, that would lower the Fed funds rate by a cumulative 75 basis points since September. The curve dynamics that I just previously mentioned were a major driver of performance in 2025, both up and down, depends on what time of year. And that's poised to play a similar role in 2026. So as the markets anticipated that Fed easing, both the Treasury and the municipal curves steepened quite significantly. And notably, the municipal curve steepened during the first 9 months of the year. That was shaped from two factors. One, the front end of the curve was driven lower in yield by just a significant amount of demand. And the back end of the curve was driven higher in yield because of a record pace of primary supply for the second year in a row. And that pronounced this curve twisting that we saw again, through the first 8 or 9 months of the year. But I anticipate that the longer duration part of the curve is likely going to perform. It has performed here towards the end of 2025. That performance, given the Fed easing, given some rebound in the technical landscape of the municipal market, we expect the longer end of the curve to remain well bid and continue to perform here into 2026.
Matt, just a follow-up question. Is the thought that the long end of the curve could potentially outperform, does it have to do with flows being fairly steady to strong in the mutual fund or ETF world?
Yeah, I think it's all of the above, actually. So we've got the Fed easing in place. We're kind of in the middle of that currently. The market is anticipating some future easing into 2026. We've got the pace of primary supply that has abated on the margin. It's still at a record-setting pace year over year, but it's not as record-setting as it was through the first 6 months of the year. And then to your point, I think, frankly, more importantly, the pace of fund flow activity has been consistently positive. And that is a reversal from where it was in the first 6 months of the year. We would have weeks where flows into the asset class were positive, and then we'd have weeks where they were negative. In aggregate, they may have been positive, but it wasn't to a large magnitude. And currently, we're seeing consistently positive weekly flows into the asset class. And that tends to be a self-reinforcing mechanism in the municipal market. When you get all three of those, the Fed easing, an abatement to what has been pretty significant primary supply and a consistently positive flow backdrop, you tend to see the longer portion of the curve perform well. And given the steepening that we had in the beginning of the year, it's performing well currently. It's likely to continue to do so.
Yeah, that's helpful. And again, I think a lot of investors have been waiting for that, and it is good to see it materialize, at least to this point. And maybe we can get into the political landscape just a little bit. We just passed election season in earlier November. Government recently reopened after a long shutdown several weeks ago. What are your observations just in terms of the political backdrop and impact on the municipal marketplace at this stage?
It's a great question, because if you're an individual investor, you can't open a newspaper or turn on the news without being bombarded with political headlines and political discourse. Frankly, for the marketplace, however, for the municipal marketplace, it's largely a non-event. Primary political theme, I think, heading into 2026 is going to center on affordability. And while there are implications to that from a policy perspective, they're largely indirect. And like I said, it's largely a non-event for daily performance into the municipal market. The hard conversations that politicians will have at some point concerning revenue and taxes seem like they're going to be left for future election cycles. And so the noise surrounding the political landscape, I'd largely try to avoid.
Very helpful. And maybe it's a good segue into the municipal credit landscape. From June to the present, the municipal market nuances have seemed to return to a little bit more of a normalized muni market. But if you look backward 5 years, the market was dominated by rates, inflation, just macro. But I think a lot more people are interested in credit because some of those muni nuances have returned in terms of differences. And so with the credit landscape, we've been talking about the general strength of municipal credit fundamentals of the market for a while. Have we seen changes in terms of credit fundamentals over the last several weeks or months, and anything we see as we go forward in terms of strength and weakness?
That's another great question. I think fundamentally, the credit quality of the asset class remains very sound, and you're likely going to hear that repeated from multiple avenues within the marketplace. I think the more key and critical question to an individual investor is whether they hold the right bonds or the right strategies, and whether you as the investor are being adequately compensated for the risks that those securities carry. And so despite the overall strength in the municipal credit market and credit fundamentals, it's important to acknowledge a few things. First, the market upgrade-downgrade ratio has tightened, meaning the pace of upgrades are slowing relative to the number of downgrades. So that is something that is reversed in 2025 relative to certainly the first half of 2024. Additionally, a handful of high-profile credits experienced severe stress in 2025, leading to sharp price declines. And so exposure to those credits, or lack of exposure to those credits and names, has been a major factor in driving relative performance within the high-yield market this past year. And so I think that credit selectivity will continue to play the most critical role in 2026. And so again, as an investor, you ask yourself, do I own the right strategies? Do those strategies own the right bonds? And is that strategy compensated properly for owning a certain level of credit risk in the marketplace?
Yep. Security selection and relative value is always paramount here at Mackay Municipal Managers. It just seems even more important now as you're seeing that bifurcation relative to a landscape where you had the tide rolling in broadly on either side because of the macro landscape. So again, a lot of those traditional nuances are coming back in the equation around selection. Thanks a lot, Matt. So why don't we dive a little bit into the opportunity set that we see? I think a lot of clients have observed pretty solid returns in the last few weeks and months. But as always, clients want to know, where are we in terms of opportunity set, relative value as we go forward? Can you share some thoughts on level spreads and the general attractiveness of the market that we see right now?
Yeah, I think the market still looks really attractive on a tax equivalent basis. So when you take the distribution rates or the income that you can generate in the tax exempt market and compare that to a taxable income stream, it still looks very attractive for the overall credit quality of the marketplace. I'd like to dig into the sector commentary a little bit, because housing is my top sector for 2026. It's largely one of our most heavily overweight positions. You could see that throughout 2025. The space offers a range of structures that can perform well across unpredictable interest rate and curve scenarios. And so in general, the municipal market tends to overpenalize structural complexity, and housing bonds across all forms, single family housing, multifamily housing, are often undervalued as a result. And so this mispricing in the marketplace creates meaningful opportunity. And consistent with our prior views, we continue to favor the longer intermediate segment of the curve, anticipating that the recent flattening trend that I just talked about in a few of the other question responses, think that trend will persist. And housing, again, it offers you a number of different structures and investable flexibility to take advantage of some curve trends that we likely continue to see.
Great example of the case for active management in the housing sector there, Matt. And that said, a lot of clients are looking at ways to allocate to the municipal space. I think, as we've seen time and time again, a lot of investors have very large exposure still to T-bills, CDs on the taxable side, an abundance of exposure to passive buy and hold approaches on the municipal side, whether that's a ladder or an SMA. Why should investors consider more actively managed, more dynamic types of strategies as a replacement or a complement to some of these more passive approaches?
Well, for our repeat listeners in the crowd, I think, Chris, you may ask this question nearly every interview, and it certainly bears repeating that the municipal market is just far too diverse, both in terms of the number of issuers and structures, okay? And for passive strategies to be effective, they just don't carry the resources to be able to navigate that complexity. Within municipals, I think it's important for your average retail investor to understand that you encounter the full spectrum of fixed income structures. You have floating rate, fixed rate, taxable municipal bonds. There are mortgage-backed municipal bonds. There are obviously high-yield municipal bonds. And while these are treated as distinct markets in the corporate space, they coexist within the municipal market, and that just amplifies the intricacy. And so active strategies supported by dedicated resources, and typically more resources than passive strategies, are just best positioned to capitalize on those relative value opportunities that arise daily in the marketplace. The natural complexity of the municipal market just creates frequent dislocations, and active management, the type of management that we employ here at MacKay Shields through all of our products, is just uniquely suited to exploit them, certainly more so than passive strategies in the market, and performance should reflect that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you look at the notion that approximately 70% of the municipal market is owned by individual investors, with that comes emotion, behavioral finance, and knee-jerk reactions. You have a bit of lack of liquidity, which creates some volatility. It's prime for that active approach, relative value approach, where you can kind of pick those spots to deliver, as you just pointed out. So appreciate that description. And thanks, Matt. It's great to see that the team is still really constructive on the market, and then we think the stage is still very well set for those taking an active approach. This has really been a great conversation. Once again, I'm sure that our listeners are going to find your comments really helpful. That said, any parting thoughts for our audience?
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Lastly, I get on the road a lot. I talk to clients. Those clients are institutionally focused. They are also retail focused, just at the individual level. And I can say unequivocally that the conversations that I am having along with my peers in the third and the fourth quarters here in 2025, the conversations are just drastically more positive than they were in the first half of the year. And so now that we have tax policy certainty, we are seeing an easier monetary policy backdrop. We have less underlying interest rate volatility. All of those factors are contributing to a more positive sentiment in the marketplace. And we're really excited here to take advantage of all the trading opportunities as we head into 2026.
Yeah, we've definitely seen the sentiment shift, and we're seeing more and more clients looking to deploy capital into the space. So it's nice to see that. And thanks, Matt. That wraps up this episode of Muni 360. We've had Matthew Haig from our trading desk in Los Angeles. I'm Chris Roberti with Macaia Municipal Managers. Please be sure to subscribe and look out for new episodes. We appreciate you rating the show and leaving a review so we can spread these insights to as many as possible. Thanks for listening.
Past performance is no guarantee of future results, which will vary. All investments are subject to market risk and will fluctuate in value. This material contains the opinions of the Macaia Municipal Managers team of Macaia Shields LLC, but not necessarily those of Macaia Shields LLC, and are subject to change. This information should not be relied upon as research or investment advice regarding any strategy, and there is no guarantee that any strategies discussed will be effective. It is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended to constitute the giving of advice or the making of any recommendation to purchase a product or to adopt an investment strategy. Macaia Municipal Managers is a team of portfolio managers at Macaia Shields. Macaia Shields is 100% owned by Nylem Holdings, which is wholly owned by New York Life Insurance Company. Not all products and services provided by Macaia Shields may be available to all investors, limited by applicable laws and regulations in certain jurisdictions. No part of this material may be reproduced in any form or referred to in any other publication without the express written permission of Macaia Shields. New York Life Investments is both a service mark and the common trade name of certain investment advisors affiliated with New York Life Insurance Company.